Doing it now.
Yeah, shut up, Rob. Okay. Welcome to 335 Live.
It's time.
So we are on space. We're gonna do a review of Turbo.
We've gotten through the worst thing in the world.
Yeah, pretty much. I have the Sentai Mega Ranger series on DVD,
which is in space.
We might do a season review on that on its own.
Yeah, I think we should.
But it is probably the most epic crossover in Power Rangers history.
So, once upon a time, people were saying on the internet Infinity War was the most ambitious crossover ever, but back in the year 1999, Saban said, hold my beer. I got this on luck. This is the pinnacle of Rangerness.
So, we're gonna...
It doesn't get better than this, really.
You read the title. We're gonna live reaction the episode... Shell Shocked, the Space Rangers meet the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, the...
With us is always Matt, me, Scotty.
Ninja!
And then also joining us is Vin and Guy Borg. Guy Borg, say hi.
Hello!
God is always with us.
The mythological Guy Borg.
So,
what is the truth?
Three,
kick back.
Three, five, mega.
Yeah, kick back, listen, because you're going to hear our reactions to Shell Shock. I haven't seen this shit in like 10 years.
Man, this thing is great.
Five turtles.
Yeah, it's five.
There have always been five turtles.
This is unfortunately the series that
Venus should count.
This is the series that technically we don't speak of unless we are exclusively talking about this episode, in which case it exists.
Five turtles? What?
Yeah, Venus.
Yeah, you're already. Exactly. You've blocked it from your memory, guy.
Venus.
You've blocked it from your memory. So.
Whatever artist it is.
All right, so let's get this rolling, people.
Venus needs to go the wayside of the Beetleborgs, literally.
Well, but admittedly, their suits were really cool.
Oh, yeah.
If there's no turtles,
like, they look great.
Hashtag hello.
Alright, so let's go.
Here's your man, Elgar.
Elgar's the shit.
And my lady, Astronema.
Yes, Astronema's also the shit.
Astronema, the princess of evil?
How did you hear of her?
Back in line, reptile!
You're going to destroy the power.
How the fuck did they know who she was, but nobody on Earth knew who she was?
But they don't know the Power Rangers.
Yeah.
Power Rangers are just pretend, you know, comic book.
Her face goes during that thing?
Even if they did exist, why would we want to destroy them?
Because, as of now...
She's pretty.
You work
I like
for
her
me.
Purple hair.
I don't think so.
Yeah, she changes her hair like 20 times.
20 times in a fucking episode?
Well, that was easy.
Turtles got hypnotized?
Yeah.
Oh boy.
This might be my favorite episode of Turtles.
Why does Leo get to wear like a whole head?
But
best three songs? Other than the original.
Ashley. Cassie. I fucking love Cassie. Andros.
Legolas.
Single-handedly saved the series.
Carlos. Carlos looks so bad now.
Much better.
I'm sorry. I did not know that was him.
Oh yeah.
I'm still waiting for Zane.
Zane is amazing.
We will get there. This is only episode 4. And they were pulling out all the stops for this
season. I just want to point out, when Zane comes in, he is like that one friend, like, if you're the cool kid, like, in your group of friends in, like, school, and then you meet so-and-so's cousin that comes in, and everybody loves him more, that's Zane.
Pretty much. Zane is that kid who pays to win on, like, video games.
Basically,
Zane is Buzz after Woody Show.
Alert! One of Astronema's monsters is draining all the power from Angel Grove.
So much for
training session. Ready? Let's do it, guys.
How much bleach did Zane and Andros need for their hair?
Apparently.
I also really love
the
interview
that he had
to
bleach his hair a lot.
Yeah.
I really love these like shoots that they have to like jump through.
So they pretty much invented the dab because they gotta lean forward.
Oh, Power Rangers invented popular moves. I mean, for years.
Yeah.
Before we did.
The camera's moving so fast, you can't tell it's shitty CGI.
Go Sentai, baby!
We don't realize that this is still 90s.
Seven to Caesar.
So was Big Kaz.
Oh my god.
Of course you did. Told you.
An episode that has no Sentai counterpart.
Matt, this looks like one of those rebooted former Ranger villains that they just changed the costume, repainted the costume.
I'm sure it is.
It looks like the shark, like they modified, like, modified his head or something.
Yeah, or, it could be.
Or one of the, like, Turbo Ranger villains that they just totally just repainted.
Or, like, a Kamen Rider guy. He kind of looks Kamen Rider-esque.
You said there was no Sentai in this episode?
No, this was a crossover with Turtles.
I just didn't know if there was any kind of...
with Turtles.
So this was...
The only Sentai they had was that part right there.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah, but now, like, this is all OG stuff.
Andrew's like, what the hell am I saying?
I love how angelic the music was. You want Rangers? You gotta go through Turtles. Mutants? Well, at least you got that right. It's time for some shell shock. What are those things?
I can't believe it, but I think they're... It's the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles! Yeah. And no one realized... How the hell did Ashley know that they were real?
I know. We will never know.
Fucking slingshot. That's the only thing I hated about her weapon.
Here we go. The Turtles whip some freaking butt.
Who owned the rights of the Turtles? At this time, Fox?
I mean, at this time...
Fox, I would think.
The one who made this show, like the Turtle show.
Oh, Saban made the Turtle Show?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh.
This particular one.
The Turtle Show we don't talk about.
Yeah, the one that doesn't exist. It only exists for this.
That's why the girls are there. Imagine if it was just the four of them.
Still would have been, it still would have been going.
It's like Wreck-It Ralph come to life.
Huh.
Donnie swings better than Jose Canseco.
Yeah.
Jose Canseco.
And he didn't need to spend money on that.
So the Mutant Ninja Turtles are for real. Yeah. Cassie, keep smoking pot. I couldn't believe they were really Power
Rangers either. Pretty trippy. Despite the fact that doesn't the news report that there's giant freaking monsters everywhere, like, every week? Yeah, no. Alright.
Andros is like...
Andros is being cucked right now.
Andros ain't buying the shit. Andros is the smartest fucking ranger.
Michelangelo should turn his pendant to like, Wumbo.
I'm gonna argue Andros is possibly the best ranger leader of all time.
It's a good debate.
He saved the franchise. I think Andros is a better leader.
Hold on, let me pause that and actually just talk about that real quick.
Tommy is a great ranger. I don't think he's a good leader.
I agree.
Yeah, he's a
good
ranger.
There's a lot of things that Tommy did that was just... not in the best interest of the team.
Yeah, he was very impulsive.
Jason was all about the team.
Yeah.
Jason put the team first before anything. Yeah. Tommy made the snappy decisions and was always fighting between good and evil. Andros is more or less like a girl telling you she's pregnant, and meanwhile you know you didn't nut in her.
Yeah. How many times did Jason get mind-controlled once?
Yeah.
And that was when he lost his powers.
Yeah.
And how many times did freaking Tommy get mind-controlled? At least once a season.
Four or five times.
Yeah. At least once per season, including Dino Thunder down the line.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. Like, Andros to me is like the only one with common sense. I mean,
yeah,
that doesn't put his emotions
first.
He's like
a thinker, yeah. Like, he thinks things through.
When was the only time he put in his emotions first? When it had to come to his sister?
Anything with Corone, like astronomer.
Once he finds out that astronomer's Corone, he kind of messes him up.
Yeah, just about.
Yeah, and then Zane tries.
And Zane, a little bit with Zane, too.
You could sure use a lift to New York. Hey, wait a minute, guys. I think we better talk about this. Don't you think it's a little too coincidental that they showed up right when we needed them? What are you so upset about? They helped us out. Yeah. Lighten up, Andros. They're on our side. Take it from a guy who lost two Megazords.
Yeah.
In one episode.
In one episode.
You leave TJ alone.
Listen, TJ's fine as a Blue Space Ranger, but... Something isn't right here. He'll be forgiven in a
That's a lot
episodes.
Cooler than the Turbo,
Yeah. Oh yeah, it is.
So they Phaser. Went to deep space to find Zordon when they ran into the Red Ranger just to go back to Earth and meet the Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, no, they needed parts. They needed parts on Earth. They needed parts on Earth to fix the ship. That's why they went back to Earth.
Are they eating like pizza bagels?
Charlie Flake just texted me. Yo, I missed SmackDown. Let me know what happened.
He flaked on SmackDown.
Yep. Home of the universe's
only mega. Charlie, if you're listening, you're a flake. So, just how fast can this
ship go? Maximum hyper-rest velocity. Why would Raphael be interested in that?
I see. And he's the meathead of the group.
There you go.
Until we watched the first couple episodes, I totally forgot about how awesome Dekka is.
You know what I just realized? Like, Venus's like headband is braided as if it's hair.
Well, they're just curious.
Well, they had a differentiator between... I mean,
what is different from the shots? Is it, like, the camera they use is different? But the whole show just seems like very soap opera look.
Well, I just think it's, you know...
The way it's shot, year. I'm saying, yeah.
You know, they had better...
Well, listen, they're mostly on well, the spaceship, budget, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, they're not on Earth, really. I mean, barely on Earth.
And I would say this show was the most amount of effort they had to spend on original footage.
Which made it awesome.
Yeah. That's part of what makes the show...
I'm going to say this, and I know there'll probably be a debate about this, but Andros controlled the Voyager, I mean, in the mega space, just... way better than Han Solo could ever take care of the Falcon. It's precise clean.
Yeah, right? That's true.
What
are you doing?
Just giving your buddy well, you know, Andros, what, Han Solo was always on the run from something.
Are you serious? I forgot the days when he changed Deckard's voice.
Now, this is what I paid to see. Andros unmorphed beating the shit out of the Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, right?
This is an 80s and 90s clash right here of fans. Of which series is better? Clearly Power Rangers.
Thank God Alpha's voice box is fixed. Alpha 6.
Not by much.
It's still better. It's better than the New York accent.
Yeah. And that someone would be us. This ship is officially a green
machine. Take the megaship. No, apparently Ashrama can just do that.
Yeah, can we talk about this? The fact that she can hop on this ship... She can have fucked up the Rangers anytime she wants.
Zed did that all the time.
Yeah.
Zed showed up and was like, hey, Z. Fucking Ivan Ooze, I think, did it the best.
Yeah, Ivan Ooze literally just walks up to the door like, hi.
He had a fucking flute.
Come on, Cassie.
Yeah. Just gonna throw this out there. Have you guys ever seen Turtle Boobs?
Well, I mean, now you have.
Now we have.
Yeah, now we have.
Do the shell mold to the boobs?
I guess so.
I would guess so, yeah.
Can we... Did we all just ignore the fact that at the beginning of the episode, Raphael just kind of kicked that dude in the dick and just continued talking to whatever her name is? The Prince of Darkness?
Astronomer?
Princess of Darkness.
Don't let him get away!
They ran away!
Morph.
Yeah, right?
You have a thing called
Morph. There goes Carlos messing up again, guys.
Everything is just so clean. Computer, you'll set a course for the Chianti Galaxy, and no one commands.
I guess Elgar was popular enough to be shown in like 2 seasons.
Well, Dark Spectre kind of ordered him to be there.
Not only have I captured all the Rangers,
it was because he looked cool in the Sentai. That's all it was, literally.
I
I'm gonna find out to see if he actually is in the Sentai.
Yeah, we already did that.
Did we?
Yeah.
Is he?
Yeah.
I do enjoy Dark Spectre compared to Malagor. We have four Rangers. Even though they're the same species.
Yeah.
Hey, it's the guy in the back of my Mighty Morphin Power Rangers box. You're their leader.
The no, they're actually two different people.
Or I'll throw the lot of you into the nearest black hole. Got it?
Yeah. Now, what happened? She was kidnapped?
Yes.
Caron?
Yeah,
she was kidnapped by Darkonda. Who we're introduced to in like...
Darkonda forever! Episodes.
Yeah.
Smarter than putties, but better than cogs.
Absolutely.
Quantrons?
Yeah.
You still missed a...
Better than Piranatrons, too.
I hated Piranatrons. Well, Piranatrons...
Yeah, Andros has the Force.
You teach me how to play pool, I'll teach you how to do telekinesis.
I'll teach you how to be a Jedi.
Look at those shitty cables.
Yeah, right? Why are they tied up with, like, these...
Light up cables?
These Christmas ornaments. Yeah, you didn't think that one through,
did you? My favorite part here.
It's a cutting tool. It cut this.
That was great. That was like really, really well thought out, actually.
That's what I'm saying. TJ and
TJ's a good co-leader.
TJ and Carlos got the Rocky and Adam to a tree.
Yeah.
They work better as the second Rangers. Was they're not trying to carry a franchise on their back, they're good.
Exactly.
Adam's still a better Ranger than Zach overall.
Adam's fantastic, bro.
Adam's in my top five. All-time Ranger.
Better than Britain. Zach?
Yeah.
Possibly,
yeah.
Bro, the guy morphs without a connection to the morphing grid, man. He puts his life on the line, dude.
Who's Adam?
Adam, yeah. What's that ahead? It's a polarized magnetic field. It'll jam their sensors.
What is that?
I don't think they need sensors if they can see you. You're asking a twin who lives in a sewer to explain a cosmic event?
Reverse polarized magnetic field closing rapidly, dude. Reverse polarized? You're
dude. Deca. Where's Robert Kopp, damn it?
They're still trying to find Zordon.
With the Phantom Ranger helping out trying to find Zordon.
He didn't leave with the Phantom Ranger.
No, they left separate, though.
They left separately, yeah.
Yeah. They're all on the same mission.
Where's Gold Ranger?
I don't know which Ray's doing.
He is in outer space, so, I mean, his powers aren't going to get messed up.
Oh, no,
he's
dead.
Donnie's...
They're all dead.
Magnetic field undid the spell.
Can't she just do it again?
Turtle boobs.
Turtle titties.
Donatello.
Turtle knockers.
Use the sensors to locate the shuttle.
Venus, titties in a half
change
shell.
Change course to...
Ninja knockers.
Yeah. We don't work for you anymore. You don't?
Pretty much. The magnetic field. It made the good news again. Deca, self-destruct the mission.
Initiating command.
You want to change of course? How's this?
Good job, guys. You got it.
All right, Donatello. Figure out how to freaking reprogram Deca. Self-destruct in 60 seconds. 59.
Andrews knew what to do. He said, fuck this.
Fuck this shit out, man.
Uh-oh. He left without saying goodbye.
Bye.
So I'll say it.
Goodbye. How does Andrews not recognize his own fucking sister?
I mean, they were like 10.
They were young.
Yeah. They were like 10. Like, she's way older.
I still think you would know, though. Like, by, you know.
At age
10. You gotta understand what Andros has been through, man. Guy's been in Space Army, recruited to be a Ranger, bro.
That's not a bug.
Yeah,
it's just a bomb.
Come on, Donnie.
Wow, this Deck is not counting like military time. She's going straight like 25, 23, 24, you know. Skipping some numbers and shit.
Why is this chick like Donatello's G?
There's no green.
Yeah, you could have blue and green
light
before.
Self-destruct sequence
aborted.
Just kidding.
Later.
Just kidding. Kaboom! No more season to turn off. I think in the process she killed her own robot.
Yeah, she did. She don't give a fuck.
She has more.
Need a hand? No, my drill.
Oh no, more trouble. Take it. What? The green machine has gone clean. Thanks, Leonardo.
Tommy's back?
I believe you.
No. Sadly, no.
Here we go, guys. This is exactly what we wanted.
Why are the colors so very bright?
Because they're outside.
Yeah, that is
also low-key.
Thank you.
Are they still on Earth or are they on a different planet?
I
don't know. Unclear.
Oh, they're on a different planet.
Yeah, come on, Donatello. Here we go. The best character in Turtles in Time.
It looks like the set that, like, they filmed the cliff where the people were supposed to walk off in the movie.
Probably is.
Now, the one in the movie was more City Land. You know what? I think these are the best costumes of the Turtles.
I actually agree with that. They look great.
Yeah, cool. I think they're so much better than the fucking the new movies. I don't know why the new Turtles gotta be so, like, steroid up.
And their mouths work just fine.
That's all right, they were going to pile up and just show his muscles, like, yeah, what is?
Rob, you missed it. We were watching the first episode of In Space, and Zed pops up, and Scotty goes, oh, finally, someone I could relate to.
Yeah, right. But
I thought you guys were on...
I'm her son. How could we fight against ladies as pretty as you two?
Even though we, like, barely saw your face.
Yeah, they did. They did,
technically.
It's kind of weird that the Turtles haven't mentioned any pizza yet.
Right? No, they did when they first.
They're
got
asking
into the
for
ship.
Approval from the leader, right there. Like
when the blue guy asked the red guy for his approval.
Oh shit!
I love those helmets.
Those crests on it.
Take my good hand.
Space costumes are great, man.
I like that she's like the only one with an actual like Asian accent.
How about we give you a ride home?
Why is she Asian?
He just wants some turtles!
Is he flirting?
I guess so.
He just wants some Venus!
He wants some turtle soup.
Sorry you guys got mixed up with the astronomer.
Actually, it was a great chance to get out of the sewer and see the universe!
Well, if you guys ever come to space, please stop.
Turtles in space!
Yeah. And if you're ever in New York, hey, why don't you pop your head in our sewer?
Sure.
Yeah,
we'd love to.
Hello? Hey, Decker.
Anyone
there? Hello? Popping to
hello? Turtle? Where are they, in Manhattan?
Turtles?
Yeah. Yeah. I was never a big fan.
Sorry. No hard feelings? Just shocked his ass.
Decker is petty. There's
something I that really big pause, would like though? To do.
Just once, before I go.
Name it. Donnie just got tased.
They're going surfing, bros.
Space surfing.
Are they supposed to be Australian? I'm not really following this.
How are they allowed to breathe?
They're dudes.
They're turtles, guy.
Yeah, that's true.
But the fact Mikey got to ride the red one, though. Hell yeah.
Well, Mikey's probably the best surfer on animal.
Yeah, well, he's skateboard.
Andros returns to KO35 in search of his long lost sister.
How did they know the surfboards?
Now that we get to the story,
yeah.
How did they know the surfboards?
So,
there?
Anyway,
they escaped on him initially.
Well, we got to do the Alpha episode, Christmas special, because it's Christmas season. That's gonna be fun. Oh my god! Okay, so thank you for joining into this live reaction. Stay tuned for the next episode, where we're going to be taking a look at Alpha's Magical Christmas Special. It was a straight-to-VHS release that was part of the first, second, that was the first, I don't say the first, but Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. It was the second season. It was an episode that was, you could fit it in there. It had an episode number, but didn't necessarily count. It was, yeah. It's weird.
No, it was like,
it's kind of like a comic book annual.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It was just
a little
like a
side
where, like, it's like, yeah. You know, a side, yeah, side story.
Like, it's in, like, if you go on IMDb and you go on Wikipedia, it's listed as an episode, but you go and look on the DVDs or you look on, like, the Netflix, like, list of episodes, mm-hmm. It's not there.
Yeah, it's, like, right. Totally out of continuity, yeah. Pretty much.
Yeah. But apparently it is. So it's, we're gonna watch it. I actually found it on, because instead of the VHS, because who fucking watches VHS nowadays.
Is it just me, or this, like, thumbnail of a clip door, his head is not attached to his body?
I think he's
dead.
Something happens. That's the Sentai footage. So anyway, we have... So I was able to find it on a DVD. So tune into the next one.
Science Dormammu.
Turn into the next episode of 335 Live, and yeah, we'll check this shit out. All right, guys.
Is it a half shell?
Scotty?
Let's rock it.